Okay. So let's see here. So we're doing the Sugya of Hachraza. So that's on Sanhedrin 26b. Okay. 26b. So there's basically the statement of Rabbi Lazar, it's like halfway down the page, second wide line, was that everyone, the psule edus require hachraza, announcement, in Beis Din. Right? If you recall, Rabbi Yarama just learned it meant it's the Beis Din's responsibility to prevent false witnesses from being able to work as witnesses. So it's mechayev them, al tashir rasha eid, is mechayev them to announce it, to make everyone aware, so that less people end up using them by accident. Right? That's Yarama. It's just an obligation on Beis Din, al tashir rasha eid, that it's their responsibility, not just that they're possible, but Beis Din has to prevent them from being used by people. So they do that via hachrasa. That was the Yarama's way of learning. But Rashi learned the big chiddush, that the psule edas are not possible until they do hachraza. Right? Without hachraza, before the Bezin announces that they're possible, they're not possible. So that was Akasha, is that, how could that be? I mean, wouldn't you think Altaj Rasha Eid? So he's a Rasha before they announce it. So what's the sense of saying that he's not possible until they announce it? And if that's the case also, then never announce it. It'll never be possible. What's the whole point of announcing it then? Right? Yeah. He says it's a mitzvah. Yarama learns it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to announce the psal. The psal, it happens automatically. But it's a mitzvah on Beis Din, a chovah on Beis Din, to prevent him from functioning as an aid to people who don't know. Right? Because after all, aidim don't have to be in a Beis Din, under the auspices of a Beis Din. You can just sign a document to get an aid. So Beis Din is responsible to make sure that doesn't happen. How? By doing hachraza. Everyone will know this guy is apostle, right? But according to Rashi, the hachraza itself somehow creates the psal, right? So he said, apparently the psal itself, just because he's a Rasha, doesn't mean he's apostle. It's only when he's announced. So that was difficult, right? Right, so he said is that apparently Rashi's learning it's not pshat that we don't, then our Rasha isn't trustworthy per se, because if that's the case, well, he needs achraza, he's not trustworthy, he's a Rasha anyways, even without achraza. But we said, revisiting an old svar we had a while ago, which is that the din is, it's not pshat, the din is a Beis Din, there's a standard of what type of person we allow to be a meaningful player in the din Torah process, namely al tash Rasha eid. We're a society that values tzedkus and rejects rishos, and therefore, if you're a rasha, you don't get to be an aid. Okay, so we reject rishonim and we don't let them be aid. And that's Allah Altash Rasha aid. So it creates a psalid. But that, according to Rashi, at least that's what the Chiddush of Gemara is that shame rasha goes by the social shame rasha. When someone is known to be a rasha, we don't accept them as an aid. So, as a society, what do? We take a Rasha, we don't hide our Rashaim. First of all, we announce our Rashaim, and then not only do we announce them, we reject them, we don't let them testify. So that's why Beis Din has to announce it. Is that it's the way that we as a society treat Rashaim, is that we announce them, tell everybody this guy has a problem. He doesn't deserve to be an upstanding citizen. He doesn't deserve to be able to be accepted in the court. And now once he's identified as such, now he can't testify. But prior to that, in his own private, if he's a private Rasha, so then intrinsically, it's not a matter of our side doesn't accept Hashem. We don't even know that he's a Rasha. So this is the social stigma of a Rasha, the social status of a Rasha, which is like would undermine our courts if we use Rashaim as our players in the court. Like we said, the example is like a yeshiva wouldn't tolerate in their yeshiva a guy who's a gambler, I don't know, whatever it is. But if a guy's in private, whatever, that doesn't affect their reputation or that's not the way of nature, that's not the problem. The psula is that we, people who have the identity of Rashaim, are not accepted as Edom. But it's totally in his identity, and identity isn't just a technical klapei shemaya between him and God identity, it's a social identity. So the achraza is what gives him that social identity, and once he has that identity, now he's possible as an aid. But until that point, he should have that identity, and Beis Din should give him that identity. But until they do, the psul doesn't emerge. Right? It's a chiddush. He wouldn't have said this. I mean, arguably, the Arama doesn't hold this. Could be he just holds that the intrinsic or the shame rasha, which possibles him, is the Shen, the philosophical Shen Rasha, or the, you know, Klape Shemaya Rasha. Baman is, he's a Rasha, he does the Chet. So who cares if he has a social identity? The Psal is not based upon the identity, the social identity, it's based on the intrinsic status of the Rasha. Right? Yeah. So now the Gemara says like this. We're in the third wide line. Roa, a shepherd. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. Charam Rabbi Yechroza v'charam Rabbi Yechroza. So as Machlokas, does a shepherd to be pasul? Remember, there's the Mishnah said, the Braisa said, shepherds are pasul. Min hastam, a shepherd is pasul. Does he need a chroza or does he not need a chroza? Right? Okay. So, is this a Rashi yet or no? Yerashi. Lo boy achraza. Sheavera shalom, our first time is lakol. Because his avera is well known. Everyone knows he's a shepherd. Everyone knows the shepherds are postulated this. So, what do you need an answer for? Right? If you're talking about a guy who gambles or something, so who knows that he gambles? It's not necessarily well known. He gambles in private. So, Bez has to announce, oh, he gambles. But this guy is Mamish's profession. Everyone knows he's a shepherd. That's what he does for a living. And everyone knows, again, it's halacha that shepherds are postulated. So that's what he's saying, is that one man damer says you don't need to announce it. So ready meforsam, right? Which is reasonable. But the other man damer says, no, you have to. So we're going to read for the Gemara, but ultimately that's what we're going to try to explain. What's that machlokas, right? So Gemara says like this. Right, if you say man damer holds he doesn't need hachraza, hainu da amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav stam roa apostle. Because if you remember, the Gemara said a stam roa is apostle, right? Stam a shepherd is apostle, even if you don't know anything, whatever. Even if you don't see him stealing, remember stam roa is apostle. So what does it mean stam roa is apostle? Ah, you don't need hachraza, right? The stam roa, you just find the stam roa is apostle. But according to the Mandamra who holds that you need Achraza, my Stamro apostle? What does that mean, a Stamro apostle? Not a Stamro apostle, he needs Achraza. Right? So how does Rabbi Rav say a Stamro means a Stam? Any Roa is apostle? It's not true, you need Achraza. Right? Also, my answer is Dibistama Machrizin Aleha. Right? It means. Not that a Stam Roa is possible, but a Stam Roa, Beis Din, should be machriz about him. And then he'll be possible. Rashi. Afal pi, Stam Machriz, and Allah, Afal pi shlobo idim, Sheikh Nesedro, Steacher. Even though Beis Din never saw that he brought his flock into someone else's field, Beis Din should announce it. But Stam doesn't mean what they thought it meant, what it sounds like it means, namely, every shepherd is automatically possible. No, it just means every shepherd automatically, once Bezin finds out that he's a shepherd, they'll announce so-and-so is a shepherd and he's possible. Right? But not that, again, it sounds like it means Stam Roa. It means any guy, you find a Roa on the street, he's possible like this. So that's what he's saying. Now that's not true, because he holds you need a chraza. This man damer holds you need a chraza. So it's saying is, no, it means that Bezin announces it on every shepherd. You don't wait. Bezin doesn't wait till they find out that the guy's dirty. But rather, they announce it immediately. Once they know he's a shepherd, they announce it. Okay? So basically, what emerges is a machlokas. Is do you say the shepherd needs or doesn't need hachrasa? Okay, good. So Yisrael is suggesting that in terms of the reasoning for hachrasa, it doesn't really make sense to require it here. Because the whole point is to make it known. And here it's already known. Right? But, at the same time, you could say there's a halacha. Right? Hachraza isn't just like a public policy. You could say it's a halachic structure. There's a chovas hachraza. Or there's his psul. The psul of a rasha is contingent upon hachraza. Right, so if you say that it becomes codified halachically, then you'll say you don't just go around each time and start making an assessment. Do people know? Do they not know? How much do they know? You say, look, that's the halacha. Bezdin, Sarach HaChraza. Right? That's the procedure. that we follow, which is halachically obligated on the part of Beis Din, to the for psulim, right? Or in Rashi, the psul is based upon achraza, right? It's almost like how objectified or codified does this din of achraza become, right? That's what you're saying, right? Like, for example, within Rashi, you're saying is that the psul is based upon the social shame. Now, do we really mean that? I mean, that's kind of how we said it. That the psul is based upon the social identity. So if you really learn that way, that's based on the social identity, then it makes sense. By a roa, you don't need it, right? Because he has a social identity without achraza. But you could say it means no. The psul is generated by achraza, because that is the maisa which gives him that social identity. So in other words, the idea of a social identity is like the tamadavar, or it's like the background. But how do you define, like, what do? You take a poll and figure out whether people know that he's apostle or not apostle? How do you codify his psal? So you could argue that it becomes codified based on hachraza, that the hachraza creates the psal. Why? Because hachraza makes it that he has a call, that he's a psal. Right? Otherwise, let's say he becomes a shepherd. So when's he apostle? On day one, on day two, on day three? How exactly are you going to measure? You know, take a survey and see whether people know there's a shepherd. So you could just say that it becomes codified that hachraza creates the psal. And until you do hachraza, there's no psal. Hachraza is that which halachically gives him the status, the social status of a rasha. Or do you say that no, that the psal is intrinsically tied in with the social status? And hachraza is just a vehicle, a mere vehicle of bringing it about. But the psal is tied in with the status itself. So therefore, if you have a guy who's a shepherd and everyone knows he's apostle and before him and all that, then there's no need for it. Because the psal already emerges. There's no halacha. Right? Mm-hmm. And in the Yarama also. So the Yarama means bezen's chayiv to do achraza. Why? Because chayiv to make sure no one uses the guy. So you could just say, oh, so the whole thing is bezin is a public obligation to make sure everything's kosher, everything's on the books, no one uses them. So you say, look, so here there's nothing to worry about. On the other hand, you could say, because of the concept of al tash rashaid, so therefore there's a procedure that bezin is obligated to be machr is a psulim. Right? Now, why? Yeah, maybe the reason why is because of the tzarach of people knowing. But halachically, that's just part of the procedure of Beis Din, is that they announce psulim. They make it known to people. Turns out, I did see this, but I forgot about it. So he addressed it a little bit. He explains. So that's what we were saying. It's a little difficult. Within this Beis Din, it's harder to say that Beis Din just makes a formulaic announcement, even though there's no purpose whatsoever. Right? What's the purpose? The kind of halacha is that. If it's in Rashi and the psul, so you say the psul is contingent upon achraza. But now you're going to say the psul is already automatic. Now just Beis Din has a public service to do it. So fine, so if there's a reason, there's a reason. But just an empty chova of announcing is a funny halacha. So the Yarama doesn't go that way. He explains a little bit. He says, why? It's possible that someone doesn't know. Even the force from Hola Yachraza, since it's well known, he don't need it. Sounds a little weak. Now, one side says you have to announce it anyways, because maybe someone doesn't know. And the other side says, no, since it's well known, you don't have to.
Since it's one loan?
What?
Since it's one loan?
No. Well known.
Oh, well known.
Well known. Since it's well known, it's meforsam, you don't need it. Right again, and the other side says the efshar the ika the leodavei. It's possible there's somebody who doesn't know. There are people who don't know. It sounds like the Adama is learning that if we knew everyone would know, then you wouldn't have to. It's just that, I mean, not practically, because it could be saying it's never really going to happen. Every right. Single person knows, but in theory, you wouldn't. So the problem is that in practice, you're always going to have some people who don't know, or it's a good chance you can't know for sure that everyone knows. So you announce it. And the other side says, nah, it's already well known. So it's like a question of like the numbers. It's like a funny machlokas. What kind of machlokas? So I mean, I think this is what you're saying. I don't think it works well for the Yadama, but I think it's a good svara anyway, so I'll try to develop it a little. But I think the, I don't know if the great, because the Yadama says it's possible that someone doesn't know. Right? You say maybe, it doesn't mean people who don't know. But let's just hold off on the Yadama for a second. But you're saying is, what's the pshat in Bezin is announcing it? He's possible automatically, let's say like the Yadama. He's already possible. Now Bezin's obligated to announce it. What's the din of announcing it? Is it to inform people so they know? So then they already know. They already know. He's a shepherd. Everyone knows shepherds are apostle. And that's it. They're already informed. You don't have to inform them. They already know. Or is it a din of like warning the people? Preventing the people? Bezin is not just obligated to give information, but Bezin is obligated to protect the people from using psilon. It's like their responsibility to guard against using psilon. So it's true in theory, in the abstract, people know halacha. They may know it. But it's one thing to people to know in theory that shepherds are apostle, and they know this guy's a shepherd, and if you think about it, you'll realize, oh, can't use him. It's another thing if Bezin makes an announcement, Ben Ploni is apostle A, there's no use him. So that's, it's not just a matter of making it known, but Achrazah has a function of like being mazir the people, of warning them and preventing them from using it. And people are emotional. People aren't always just going to do it because in the abstract they know. So if it's a matter of information, the role is to be informing the tzibur, then you don't have to do it. But if you say hachraza is a din of preventing the tzibur, guarding the tzibur against using them, then you could say hachraza is necessary. It takes the knowledge which is in people's minds in some abstract theoretical thing and makes it particularized to this guy. And that's what's going to work on people's emotions. People are going to be much more likely to prevent, to withhold, than by doing that. But the other mandam will say, no, it's just a matter of information. Just you have to be moved up to them. Now, once they're moved to them, that's up to them. If they want to violate the halacha, then that's their problem. It's not our responsibility. So if that's the case, then here, there's no reason to be moved up to them. They already know. Right? But you see, hachraza is a din. Like, for instance, certain people we kill, and we kill in public, and we announce it. Four people who, like in Mamrein, I think maybe by Sota, there's certain people, Ben Saramar, I think, is like you announce it. And it's not just so people know, it's you're trying to prevent, as a deterrent effect, to prevent people from doing, you know. So you could say that's what's going on here. Hachraz is not just informational. But it's v'toras hazara, which is part of, you know, warning people, which is part of their role. Right? That's what you're saying, right? Yeah. The only problem is, again, I don't think the Yadama, who's trying to justify this to the Mandamar, who says, why you chayef to announce it, he says, it's possible that there's people who don't know. Whereas the other Mandamar says, no, kivan the meforsim who loboy achrozah. It sounds like he's not going that way. He's not saying it's true they know, but they're not going to be careful. He says it's possible they're not going to know about it. Right? So it sounds like he's learning it is informational, but at the same time, who's to say? Do you have to do it for those Ika Dula Yadabes? Or you say, no, since it's meforsam, it's enough? It's a little funny. It's like the Arya Svara, it's a Svara within the Yadama's position. Namely, that the psul already exists, and now it's just Bezin's secondary responsibility to announce it.
Right.
But it does, it's not what the Yadama is holding, because when he explains it, he goes a different way. You know what I mean? So, whatever. You know?
Right.
I feel like it sounds like we don't know this far yet for the Yadama, but it sounds like a nice. It sounds on the surface nicer than what the Yadama himself says for himself, you know? So, I don't know, for some reason it could be he didn't like that. But whatever. That's our question is more, so what is the svara for the Yadama? Sounds forced. Yeah, I mean, it's based upon, just to elaborate back to our svara. So the idea was, the puzzle is, Al Tashis Rasha'id. You can't place him, so like the Bezin, Al Tashis Rasha'id. Don't place Bezin, don't place a Rasha's name. So then that's obligating them to make, not just to say that in a Rasha, it's not just saying halacha, Rasha's apostle. It's telling Bezin, don't allow a Rasha to be an aid. So what's it obligating them? Bezin has different roles. Is it obligating them to give information to the tzibur? Or is it obligating to them to guard the tzibur, to warn the tzibur, to prevent the tzibur? It's a different type of a role. So they're different roles. Like one role of Bezin is they're malamdim, they teach people, they give information. right? Let's say you can make an announcement, like in a shul or in a whatever. You can make an announcement. You know, the shiur tonight will be at 9 o'clock. Or it could be, guys, the shiur tonight's gonna be 9 o'clock. Everyone come, you know. It's like the announcement could be a service to tell people, or it could be to be masir people, to give them a reminder. They already know. Everyone knows the shiur at 9 o'clock. We have to keep announcing it every single week, right in the shul. We have to keep announcing it. Everyone knows. It's true they know, but it's trying to urge people to attend. So announcements aren't always for the purpose of information. There's also for the purpose of urging people, even though they may know it. But there's another function of Bezdin, which is to urge people, to guard the people, to put, you know. So you could say that's what it's coming under.
I mean, especially when it comes.
So I think maybe you could say this is what you guys were already saying. Okay? Israel, I guess. Remember what the Svara was. The Svara was, you're saying, is that is it just a din that Bezdin has like a public obligation to the Tzibor to make sure the Tzibor doesn't use these guys? So then he doesn't worry about it. Here, people know. What do you say? There's like an objectified, codified form of Chovas Achraza, right? The halacha is a procedure. Is that whenever there's a possible, then we don't start looking into each and every case. But there's a codified, objectified halacha that Bezdin's obligated to announce. So the kasha was, but what kind are you going to have an announcement? It's like an empty obligation, right? You're just telling them they're doing stupid. It's a stupid thing. We're obligating Bezdin to make an announcement that's to a zero function whatsoever. So the answer is, no, it's not zero function. Because there's always going to be people, there's always a possibility that people don't know. And the chroz is going to make more people know, right? So the saying is there's a sense to codifying it because, look, and usually the Achraza is going to make it well-known where people don't know. And even in cases where people do know, there's always a possibility that there's people who don't know, and Achraza is going to service the public. So therefore, because of that, he learns that basically the Torah was Mechayiv in a Tzura of in a Mitzvah Achraza. But that's the obligation, is that Bezdin is obligated to prevent Altash Rashaid, to prevent Eresham being made them. And therefore the Torah, or the Rabbanan, who set it up, it set as a Chovas Achraza on Bezdin to prevent it. And Achraza is always going to have some purpose. It's true, sometimes it's very, very advantageous, where people don't know altogether. Other times it's minimally advantageous. Maybe there's only some people, and it's even a maybe, but it still has a purpose. It's not empty. That was your kasha on me. It's like empty halacha. That's what he's saying. It's not empty. So therefore, it's sensible to say that there's a takana across the board. But the other side is going to say the whole thing isn't codified. Achraza itself is purely a social responsibility of Bezdin. Bezdin's obligated to guard the Tzibor. Now here, the Tzibor knows it's Meforsam. Now maybe there's going to be an individual. Yeah, you don't have to worry about an individual. Because intrinsically, it's just a maybe, small amount of people that you'd say, if it's just a general responsibility of the Tzibor, of a basin to protect the Tzibor, you don't have to go after each and every guy. That's already far-fetched. Right? But if you say there's a codified halacha, so then the codified halacha applies across the board. The only kasha you can ask is if it's stupid. So saying it's not stupid because it's always going to have some purpose. So therefore, therefore it's reasonable to set it up as an across-the-board, low plug type of a thing. Right? It's good. It's an interesting lesson, I think, you know, because we had a svara, right? That's your svara, and then we had a kasha on it, which was that it's stupid. Why are you making an announcement? It doesn't make any sense. That was your kasha, right? And then we said, okay, fine, so it doesn't work out. So let's look at the Aramah. Then we see the Aramah, and he says something, and now we're stuck. It doesn't make any sense, right? But little did we realize, we didn't have to abandon our approach. He's helping us finish out our approach, and he's answering Arya's question. Right. See, if you look at him straight up, it's the question is, are you worried about individuals, or are you only worried about five people, or are you worried about everybody? It's like a funny what kind of machlokas. But if you learn that he's just bringing up that point, he's addressing, exactly, how could you say you're chayv to announce it, it's an empty announcement? Actually, you know, maybe some people don't know. But if, on the other hand, it's saying it's not a codified thing, it's just the din of Bezdin's obligation to guard the Tzibor, then he says it's already before him. Right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know. I guess the lesson is, I don't know if you could always take this lesson, but don't abandon Svara so quickly. You know? Sometimes the Rishon can help you work out your svara. Sometimes not. You know, but it turns out that, I mean, the Yudarama, it is a good example. It's not just forcing it, because the Yudarama itself, it doesn't. It's hard. It's sounds dochuk, right? So you worried a lot of people, a few people. It sounds just like a quantitative question. You know, once you see this thing, it ends up filling in exactly this. Answering the shortfall in your svara. Right? It's nice. So it could be that's why he held that you could work it out within this framework of making people know, and you don't have to come on to the thin of Masio, you know? Masio is like going in a different framework. It sounds like he's all learning. That's not what's going on. Which he could have said, but, you know, apparently that's not what he's learning. Still a fun spot, I think, but he's not learning that way. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is, I guess let's see the Gemara very quickly, what the Gemara says, because this is really the next point, is the Deraisa Darabanan thing. Because if you look in the Gemara says... tells a story. It says, "Hahi matana." There is a matana, a gift. Davechasimi aleha train gazlan. That there was a gift was the witnesses on the document, and the shtar matana were two robbers. Savar of Papa Bar Shmuel achshure talo achrizan alayu. So he thought. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel thought to make the document kosher because no one ever announced about these robbers at their posel. So even though they're robbers, they're never announced. He happens to know the robbers, but there's never a hachraza, an announcement at their posel. So he wanted to make the shtar kosher. Right? Sounds like it, because this is a pretty good margin of that. They're not posel until they make an announcement. Amar Le Rava comes along Rava and says, Nehi deba inan hachraza begazan derabanan. It's true that we need hachraza by a gazlan midrabana in all the cases of our Mishnah, where it's like a not actually a gazlan and partakes of gazela in some sort of way, darkei sham, this, that, right? All those cases. The gazlan de'oraisa, mi ba'ina hachraza? By de'oraisa? A real gazlan, Rashi, hachotev mamish, kikom en yov en yod, d'chsev egzal chaz miyad mitzri. The case of mamish, you just go and grab something from another person. That's an absolute gazlan de'oraisa. It's not some sort of Darabanan or Gazlan. By that, you need a chrosa. So saying is, no, you don't need a chrosa by that. And that is brought down in the Rambam, Aleph, Yer Aleph Vav. Yer Aleph Vav. Let's see here. Yer Aleph Vav. I guess that's the halacha. Let's see here. Ma bein pasal eidos min ha-toril pasal min devrayim. Right? So, I mean, because the Gemara often in the Rambam says many people are apostles, right? Apostles are wrong. What's the difference? Apostles, apostles, who really cares? That's an afkamina. Ah, shepostle min ha-Torah shehe-yere du-se b'teila. Person who's the oraisa, he's a, this is batel, alpha b'shalo-chrizu-ala, but they can see us much in Joshua's. He's apostle even if they didn't announce it in the base Knesset and the base Medrash. It's interesting, because the Gemara says you announce it in Bethlehem. So when the Rambam has, you announce it in the base Knesset and the base Medrash. I don't know if there's a difference, but it's interesting. The apostle in the Rambam tzar hachraza. But apostle, the guy who's apostle in the Rabbana, and he needs hachraza. Lefikach, since he needs hachraza, kol eidah shehei, kodim shechrizu, ala mekavah osa, any testament, to any witness that he witnessed before they announced it, you accept it. Okay. Now he throws in this one line here. Why? Why is it that if it's a gazan, it's a psul de Rabbanan, you need hachraza, and the testimony you did before in the scripture. Kidei shalol ha'abed z'chus ha'am. Not so you don't lose the z'chus of the am. You don't ruin, take away the z'chus of the am. Sha'arei lo yadu bo shu apostle. Be'im psul el nevrayim. People don't know that he's apostle. And it's psul el nevrayim. So he's saying, it's a little funny, but he's saying it's like, you can realize the social problems it's going to have a closet apostle. Because you can have a closet apostle. It's going to turn out someone's going to use him on their document. Now it's going to turn out he's apostle. And we didn't know. Guys could lose millions of dollars like that. So he's saying so in order to prevent that, by the Darabanan, they said his only problem, he's only apostle once they announce it. Right? But by the Arise Upsol, apparently, what do you know? It's possible the rice, so it's not telling the chaza. Right? So, I mean, we have to explain this, but I mean, it's based on this Gemara, I guess. And Ram's filling in a little bit of an explanation. But it's teaching us. I mean, the Havin of the Gemara is Achraza. The Eis Darban Achraza is always necessary. But this Gemara is coming to teach us that no, it's not true. It depends. When we say you need Achraza to create the Psal, that's only by Psal Darban. By Psal Daraisa, it's automatic. Right? And apparently you don't say Kal Darban came Daraisa. And in this regard, there's a difference.